It's not too hard to get to 5 to 10x returns on that. We're producing 30 to 40,000 ounces a year. Our guidance is 2,000 AISC, but our Q1 production was below 1,500. We might have been a bit conservative with our cost guidance this year. Gold companies are making more money than they ever have in history. It's a great time to be building a business with huge alpha, huge growth upside.
Charles Funk, Heliostar Metals, good morning to you, my friend. How's it going?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Great. So want to talk about the latest results coming out, but first disclaimer, in between this interview as well as the last interview that we've done, I've become a shareholder. We bought it on some weakness, which was expected just due to just you guys have had such a great run up recently, so weakness was expected. So we use that as an opportunity. This is not investment advice. This was only our portfolio management and where we saw an opportunity time to come in and buy. That also being said, Charles Funk and Heliostar Metals is also a sponsor of naturalresourcestocks.net. And I thank you for that. So do your own due diligence. Charles, you just had some great results come out. Let's talk about that. And what were they and what is this leading to?
Yeah, so the transformation of the Colorado mine continues. We restarted production at the beginning of the year. We've got a big technical report coming out very shortly. But in the short term, we found these low-grade waste dumps that we're turning into stockpiles by drilling them, understanding the grade. We're mining at one we call the junkyard because the old machinery used to be stored there, and that's our gold production this year. And we just released some results from a second one called the truck shop. It's much closer to the crushing circuit, and it's demonstrated in part of it higher grades than we got at junkyard. So consistently 0.3 to over 1 gram grades over 10 to 20 meter average widths, sitting right next to the crusher. We think that can be very profitable material based on our current mining experience.
So what I really, in getting to know you and the company, what I've really liked is it's, you almost look at this, well, you look at this two ways, but I like looking at almost as a private equity deal in the sense of you guys are cash flowing and man, you're sitting on a ton of money and you're cash flowing. So generated tremendous amount of more money. And then if you look at it from an exploration, a traditional junior exploration stock, company, there's still plenty to explore and to grow. So tell me about the prospects here. If you're cash flowing, great, fantastic. Again, private equity hat on, but talk about the growth potential again and anything that you can talk about that investors need to be aware of moving forward.
Yeah, I think there's a high level strategy and then we'll talk about some of the details. So the high level strategy is to maximize cash flow over the next 2.5 years from our operating mines.
Music to my ears. I'm interrupting you.
and using that to build Annapurna. We think we've got a pathway to have very little equity dilution to build our Annapurna mine, which is the high quality, high margin asset that we want to bring online in 2028. At La Colorada, it's been initially focused on the pits. And as I said, the tech report will come out very shortly, showing what we think the drilling was very successful late last year, early this year. So we think we can improve the economics of the pit expansions. Then the focus right now is maximizing cash flow out of these stockpiles. These are effectively zero capex, free gold production for us. And then once we've got the stockpiles drilled, we think there's exploration upside beyond that as well. We think there's underground potential at La Colorada. There's new exploration targets that have never been drilled before. So pits, stockpiles, upside. We've already got a 6.5 year mine life at La Colorada. We think we might be able to grow up beyond that if we have further exploration success.
Got it. Now, is there any interest in, maybe you can't answer this, but is there any interest in growing outside of what you already have, meaning acquisitions and that sort of thing?
We're in a really unique position in that, so we want to be a 500,000 ounce a year producer at the end of the decade. That's been our goal since we founded the company. We think we can get to about 300,000 ounces annual on our current assets. That's our current production with Annapurna coming online, with Cerro de Gallo coming behind that. So it puts us in a really strong position in that we've got the bulk of that organically. We do look at the occasional asset. People suggest the occasional asset to us. M&A sort of happens randomly. You don't really predict when it happens. So it's not an immediate focus. It is probably going to be part of the company's growth strategy between now and the end of the decade. But we're in a powerful position that we don't need to do it. We would only do it if it made sense, if we thought it was accretive to our shareholders. So our key focus is what we talked about, is finding these opportunities to make more money out of our existing assets and get Annapolis at a construction decision. And if a good idea comes along the way, we consider it in that context.
Got it. Okay. So then let's take several steps back for all of our viewers and listeners. And there are many that are evaluating you. Tell us a little bit more about that company, that for those that are not aware or have never heard of you, and why should you look at you? And again, this is not investment advice. And again, I'll drop it again. I am an investor. I love, and I'm not speaking for anybody else but myself and my portfolio manager, we love the position that you're in as far as very, very strong balance sheet. And we love that the potential of cash flow and that you're cash flowing now. Again, that's music to our ears and ideal kind of things that we look for.
Yeah. So for someone who hasn't heard of us, the things that separate Heliostar, I think, is we're a very technical group and we'll form our own opinions on assets that have been different to what other people have formed. And we move quickly. You know, we've added 6 million ounces and 2 producing mines in just over 2 years. So the speed at which we move, I think, is unusual for the industry. We have the strengths of our convictions. We've gone to unpopular areas or picked up unpopular assets and therefore got them very cheaply. And I think we've demonstrated huge upside. We paid off the debt in the first quarter of this year that we used to buy them. So it's been an incredible transformation. And now we're on this pathway into significant production and quality. From 2028 onwards, we think we can be 150 to 200,000 ounce a year producer. And we think we can do that below a 1500 ASIC. If you look at the peer group that does that, there's very few companies. In fact, I can't think of any below $1.5 to $2 billion market cap. And we think we can get there without any material dilution. So if we do that, that implies a pretty significant return with a fairly low risk base, given that you've got the resources and production behind us. So look for management to continue to be aggressive. We've got 2 drill rigs turning at Annapolis. We've got the drill rig turning at La Colorada. We've got lots of news flow. We've got big NAV growth steps coming. There's a lot of catalysts in the company and it's up to us to execute. And if we do, we build a lot more valuable business.
Yeah. No, and again, I can attest to that. You guys are very aggressive and I'm on the mailing list as an investor. And it seems like every week there's new news coming out and that's, reach out to you guys. Hey guys, let's talk about this because this is fantastic. And again, it's only great news that you're continuing to add. But talk a little bit again about your background, what brought you to Heliostar, why Heliostar, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're all in Mexico and you made a comment to me when I first had you on how you picked up this asset. You bought straw hats in winter and I've use that actually on a few other guests here and thinking of you, talk about that.
Yeah, so I'm a geologist by training. I worked for big companies out of Australia before I moved to Canada. Those who know me might know that I was the VPX for Vizsla Silver for that discovery, which was an incredible journey, but always wanted to build a producer, myself and the team we have. We think that it's a proven pathway to growth, to multi-billion dollar valuations. You don't need the luck that you need in exploration. You just need to execute. And there's, you know, 2 ways of truly making money when you're buying assets. It's either a very clever deal or a very clever financing of a deal. I've always believed that's the 2 ways. And so we were a smaller company looking to get our foot in the door. Mexico wasn't popular. You know, the previous president was made life difficult for mining companies. The gold price was moribund. So we went, off Broadway to find assets that people thought were at the end of their mine life, or in the case of Annapolis, had looked in the open pit lens and we thought was an underground. And we took different technical views. And then it's the slow, hard work of just executing, just steadily doing what you say you will, demonstrating that value is there. And you go from, you know, ignored and unpopular to people recognizing actually they were the right time to be buying assets. Honestly, we didn't know gold was going to 3,300. That wasn't But we had a view that sort of every 7 to 10 years, gold price jumps, that has all throughout my career from sort of 800 to 12, 12 to 16, 16 to 2000, and then this incredible leap. And last year we saw equity prices hadn't reacted to the jump in metals prices. So we saw a huge opportunity. We're aggressive. We went after it. What we've learned is that we're in a generational gold market there. So we had the direction right. We didn't have the vector of the magnitude of the move right. And that's been to our benefit. And I think it'll continue to be as we bring more production on at lower cost.
I would 100% agree with you on that. Talk about, though, and this is on me doing some math on the back of a napkin here. What is your current market cap? And you've dropped the numbers of going to a multi-billion dollar market cap. So talk about what's your current market cap.
We've got just under 250 million shares out, just over 300 million fully diluted. We're approximately a 300 million Canadian market cap. We ended last quarter with 27 million US in the bank with no debt. So we've got a very strong setup to deliver. We're generating positive cash flow from our two operating mines, and we're using that to expand production and to build Annapurna. It's a pretty unique business proposition that has the significant enough cash production to be meaningful and the organic growth pathways. So we're busily executing on that model, because if we can build Annapurna and we can be at the production rates that we think we can get to, without any equity dilution, which we'll bend over backwards to achieve, that's a huge return for us as significant shareholders of the company and for every investor of Heliostar today.
Yeah, so my comment on equity dilution, oftentimes explorers need to dilute in order to move the project forward. So that can be a negative, but it's also very well a positive. But it's music to my ears when you say doing it without equity, or trying to do it without equity dilution, to saying that to me as an investor, because again, always things come up and you need to raise money, that sort of thing. But that's just music to my ears, because I know that my money is safe with you. But another thing, again, a comment to all my viewers and listeners, I just had a comment today on another interview about people looking for producers or near production. Well, here you are. Just do the numbers. Again, this is not advice, but just, you mentioned 300 million Canadian market cap. I'm going to ballpark that around 200 million US, because I'm here in the US. You're looking at, we'll just do the math if you're going to get to a multi-billion dollar valuation. So again,
it's not too hard to get to 5 to 10x returns on that. We're producing 30 to 40,000 ounces a year. Our guidance is 2,000 ASIC, but our Q1 production was below 1,500. We might have been a bit conservative with our cost guidance this year. Gold companies are making more money than they ever have in history. It's a great time to be building a business with huge alpha, huge growth upside. If you ask me in the last 30 years of when would be the best time to build a gold company, with the benefit of hindsight, I'd say right now. You're actually getting the cash flow margin that allows you to build your business. So that production base, you can, and I've been in that space, you can create significant value while not generating revenue. It's just harder because you've got to outpace the need to capital raise. It's so much more easy to make a per share return when you're not adding to your share count. So we're just in that sweet spot, and it's up to us to execute. And so far, we've been quite successful at that.
Yeah, I would 100% agree with you. I would add, and I think you were alluding to this, it's the best time to build a mining company if you're cash flowing. And even if you're not, it's still a great time, but especially if you're cash flowing, which is the position you and Heliostar are in, or Heliostar is in. Charles, what are some final thoughts here until the next time we see you that you can tell investors or potential investors?
Yeah, the way I like to break out our news flow is there's three levels. There's possibly the most boring, which I care about the most, which is the quarter in, quarter out production, demonstrating that we're making money and that we run the business well. Then there's these big, NAV growth steps, showing that the company's worth more by demonstrating more gold or better economics from project. And we have a big one of those shoes to drop shortly with the updated La Colorada technical report. We said mid this year, and we're right on track for that. So look for that shortly. Then we'll have a Cerro de Gallo tech report in late Q3, early Q4, and the big one, the feasibility study of Annapurna next year. So we've got three big chunky steps that help people adjust the value of the company. And then in the meantime, it's all the exploration that we talked about. We've got drill rigs turning. We're doing the biggest program we've ever done at Ana Paula. So stability and cash flow growth, hopefully what we think are big steps to show the valuation of the company is worth more with all this upside of exploration. It's a pretty comprehensive and layered set of news flow with some serious news from the Colorado expected shortly.
Excellent. Charles, if people want to do more due diligence, how do they find you, as well as how do they buy you if... Where are you traded and how do they buy you if they want to become an investor?
Yeah, we'll go to the first pass so people can learn about it. Come to our website or reach out to us directly. My details or Rob Gray, head of IR. You can find them on the website or any press release that we put out. If you can't, reach out to Andy. He'll connect you with us. The way you buy us is in the US, we're on the OTC as HSTXF. And in Canada, we're HSTR. So two good exchanges to find us and buy the stock if you think we're on the right path. We think, you know, the biggest risk in buying Heliostar is can management execute? And hopefully we've been busy over the last couple of years demonstrating that we do the things that we say we will. We're in that generational gold market. We've got a great growth profile up. If we execute, we can make money.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Charles. I'll put all of this in the show notes, both YouTube as well as Apple and Spotify. Looking forward to having you on again really soon to talk about the next piece of news that's going to drop.
Perfect. Thanks, Andy, and thanks, everyone, for listening.